We don't have any music, so we'll just have to start by saying hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're supposed to say your name.
Hi, I'm Ron Clay.
Well, then I'm probably Terry Miners.
Boy, we're supposed to take a look back at the year that was here this evening, and we're glad you joined us for this. It needs a fanfare. It needs bugles.
Trumpets, nothing like that. This is just the special with no name. Now, we're actually at home sipping hot chocolate and abusing our pets.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really here. This is on tape, so what you're supposed to do on a recorded show is give the engineer a tone so that they can set it properly. So.
Okay, let's start with a tone, I guess.
Good level?
Oscillation, they call that.
Okay, anyway, we're there, huh?
1983 is all over, 84 about to begin. We've been here 1 year. January 1st, I guess. When did we come over, the 1st?
Oh, about the 5th or so.
5th, yeah, okay.
As soon as the New Year's Eve celebrating wore off, we were signing contracts and moving. So, it's been quite a year here on the show with no name. We've had a few accidents and a few...
lawsuits.
A few laughs, too, here and there. You
bomb
know.
Threats, all kinds of fun stuff.
And on the show with no name, you always hear us talk about ourselves. There's actually a third member on the show, too, and that's Ms. Jamie Douglas, newswoman extraordinaire.
That's right. When we first came over, though, we had a newsman who I'm sure you remember, Jim Douglas, who had been at QMF for quite a few years before we got here.
We lied about the fact that Jim was leaving to take a job in television. We claimed that Jim was having a sex change operation.
It was a bit. It was a radio bit.
And we got Jamie from another radio station, and I must say she's vastly improved.
She's fit right in.
Making her way right over here, isn't she? The night before Jim's last broadcast on the show with no name, he did a little celebrating.
Yeah, we had a surprise party for him, in fact, and the whole staff at QMF showed up. It was quite a night, but the morning after was the interesting part.
Ooh, we came to work, and Jim was asleep and on the newsroom floor for his last day on the air.
Yep, it was appropriate.
We decided we'd go on and kick him with the microphone open. This is from March 11th. I don't know.
He's asleep in the newsroom. We had a big party for Jim last night. He came up a little bit inebriated and fell face down over in the newsroom, so we're going to give him a hot foot or something. Open his mic up and...
Well, why don't you open it up there and let me
run
see
in
if,
there?
If I can wake him up.
Okay, now that humming sound here is the newsroom mic. Now he's sleeping on the floor in there. Okay, here goes Terry.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
Jim, we're on the air, bud. Can you hear me all right over there? Jim?
Yeah.
Buddy? Hey! Come on, fella. 6:30 in the morning. How you doing? You got drunk, didn't you? You all right? Watch out now. Microphone's on here. Say good morning to the audience.
What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, he was surprised.
To say the least. And if you listened very closely, you could have heard Jim say some things that are not allowed to be said on the public airwaves.
Especially on this show. Anyway, that was Jim's last day with us, last morning with us. He didn't get a lot of news done, but it was kind of neat.
On April Fool's Day, we made a few calls around town to tell people things that weren't quite true. And
it was a joke. It was April Fool's Day.
One of them landed another lawsuit for the show with no name team. Well, we're getting good at that, Jim.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Called a young lady and told her she'd won the New Jersey State Lottery.
We're making some more April Fool's Day calls here on the show with no name at QMF.
I think we're going to make a lady really happy here if she's home. With any luck.
Hello?
Hello, is there a Cindy Etheridge there, please?
Yes, this is she.
Cindy, this is the New Jersey Lottery calling. Have you recently been in New Jersey?
Yes, my husband and I were there a few weeks ago.
Did you purchase a lottery ticket, perhaps, while you were in New Jersey?
Uh-huh.
Cindy, I wonder if you could, is the ticket anywhere near you?
Yeah, let me go get it?
Yeah.
Please.
Just a minute.
She's gonna go for it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna kill her husband when he gets home from work, too.
Oh, he deserves it. Taking her to New Jersey. Give me a break.
Hey, I got it right here.
What's the number on it there, Cindy?
It's 6875.
Cindy, you'd better sit down here for a second.
Sit in a chair. You got one handy? We got some good news for you.
Cindy, you have just won $1 million.
How much?
$1 million, Cindy.
I don't believe it.
It's all yours.
Cindy?
Yes.
It's for real. You're going to buy what? Houses? Boats? What do you...
Oh, just everything. You won't believe what we can do with this money.
We We have it on good authority that your father's really sick and he needed some money to help pay his hospital bills.
Yeah, he has, and he's been on a kidney machine for 3 years now, and we've just been going broke. Insurance is running out, and oh, this is going to be great. I can't wait to tell him.
You're a millionaire, Cindy.
How do you
great?
Feel?
Oh, I can't believe it.
I thought surely you'd scream. I've never heard anybody win $1 million and not scream. Let belt one out there, Cindy. Come on. Isn't that great?
Yeah. Hey, Cindy.
Hold on, Cindy.
Cindy?
Hold on a sec.
Have you ever heard of QMF?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of the show with no name?
Yes.
Well, that's who's really calling you, Cindy. You didn't win a red cent.
Hi, actually. Cindy.
April Fool's Day. your husband called, asked us to...
You think that's funny, huh?
Well, your husband called.
Yeah, he told us you guys were in New Jersey.
He said you'd love it.
A lottery ticket.
Oh, so you're in this together?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're...
Well, yeah.
He thought it'd be funny, Cindy.
Well, it's not funny.
So, well, it's an April Fool's gag.
Well, I hope you two have some good lawyers, because you're sure going to need them, pal.
Uh-uh.
Cindy? Boy, you talk about no sense of humor, you know.
We were hauled off and had to answer quite a few questions downtown.
We had some good lawyers, though, so...
Yeah, the broad only got us for about $4,000 or $5,000.
That's not bad. Told. That's not bad.
Not bad for one phone call. That's it's quite a tally there.
Amongst a whole assortment of characters that we've had with us on the show with no name in this past year, one of our most popular, I think, was a guy who we found our first morning on the air when we
I'm going to start crying again.
Come on. First morning we drove to QMF, had to come over the bridge and get off Court Avenue here in Jeffersonville. We found a man under the, a viaduct?
Right down the street.
Gentleman who...
No shoes on, had all of his life possessions in a grocery cart he stole from Zayers.
One of those street people you see and hear about in the news. We came to love the man.
He didn't have a name. We called him Wino Jimmy.
He was with us for 3-4 months before this tragic thing.
Hanging around.
I can't do this.
Throwing up in the studio. Running to get his coffee and slobbering in it before he got it back to the studio.
Had a cancerous lump on his foot.
Green what a stuff. Guy he was, though.
Green stuff used to come out of his ear.
He's like an official auxiliary member of the
show with no name
team.
Well, he went to, we sent him, actually, to a Redbird game.
Trying to help him get some votes.
He
was running for governor in the May primary.
You and I sent him over there. I'll never, ever forget
myself.
We thought,
sure, yeah, sign up Wino Jimmy to throw in the opening pitch. That'll get him some votes. He loves baseball.
Poor guy.
Well, we sent him out to Cardinal Stadium last year.
Citarella, we'll never forgive you for what you did, man.
Jimmy stepped up near the plate. Ralph Citarella was on the mound and threw a pitch. And well, you'll hear a tape recording of what happened right here.
Poor old bugger. I can't stand
it. I went down last night out at Cardinal Stadium.
Yeah.
Boy, what a crystal clear recording, huh?
Yeah, yeah. What are, our memories are pretty crystal clear, too.
Sorry, we had that backwards. Jimmy was...
he was on the mound.
He was throwing the pitch. I screwed up there.
But anyway,
we're still sad about it.
Well, we got over it, though.
Yeah, 3 or 4 hours later, you know, we were on to something else.
We had a new bit.
We buried Jimmy, and that was the end of that. People were getting sick of hearing a guy vomit in the studio, you know?
And, of course, if you went to the QMF haunted house, you saw him thrown up in the, whatever that was, cubicle in there.
So next time we're stuck for a bit, we may bring Jimmy back from the dead just one more time. They do it in the movies all the time.
Sure, Jimmy, too.
How many times have you seen Vincent Price slain in a movie, you know? There he is a week later on Hollywood Squares.
New movie. Anyway, moving along here.
We did a lot of things at the Kentucky State Fair this summer. We
sure did.
Counted all the weird things that were inside the corn dogs, for one thing. And boy, what a list we came up with, huh?
Spent a lot of time in the sweat tent where all the rock was just jamming and cranking and crunching.
As a matter of fact, one of our regular listeners called us one morning and requested our singing the song that we sang at the fair out in the rockin' jammin' commercial-free tent.
Yeah, yeah. Big moment, too.
For free, several times.
A lot of people don't know that. They think, well, these guys are good announcers. But that's not all we do.
We can sing.
We are multi-talented people.
And we'll prove it right here.
Again today into the lower 90s, 75 degrees out there right now. You know... Hello.
Hello.
Yes. My husband Lucian and I were at the Kentucky State Fair last week. And we just walked by one tent called the Regional Rocking Jamming Tent. Or something like that.
Sweat.
And saw you two boys on stage singing just the loveliest duet I've ever heard.
Well, thank you.
I think it's from a movie. And I'd appreciate it very much if you two would sing that one more time on radio.
Yeah,
I've got a lot of my friends from my Bunko Club are listening, and I told them all about the song, and I told them that you boys would be kind enough to sing that on the air. Now, you wouldn't make a lie out of a sweet old woman like me, would you?
No, no way, baby. No.
Well, thank you, boys. I appreciate this very much. Bye.
Bye.
So long, baby. Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet?
Her Bunko Club's listening this morning. It's the theme from Dragon Slayer.
No. This is from,
No, yeah, it was. Oh, 50s, Force 50s. 10 from Navarone.
No, it's 50s. It's a high school 50s, can we rehearse
the Explosive
in the
Generation.
The Pepsi,
Can that was it.
Get the orchestra just to...
Sure, we'll do the duet, but I get to be the girl this time.
You do not. You were the girl last time we did this. No,
I got to be the girl this time.
That is not fair.
I'm going to be the girl on the phone this time.
I'm doing the female part. Just cue them in.
I got to be the girl.
I'm doing the girl's part. Here we go.
Come on, let me be the girl this time. Let me be the girl. Come on.
Here it is. Now listen to this.
All right, you can be the girl this time. All right. Go ahead. That's great. Here's my part.
You are good, Miners. You are good. Here's me again.
Take it.
Ooh, God. That's nice, Taylor. Well, that's hard to hold that falsetto.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, folks. Really.
All right.
You caught us.
It was a lie.
We made up another...
it was a bit.
It's a record.
Never sang in our lives. Well, in the shower, but...
I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket. Are you kidding me?
Anyway, another...